My name is Tatanas Boev. I'm going to present framework for the design of the tunable anti-aliasing filters for the multiple data displays. So, I start with a brief the overview of the principle of operations of multiview HD displays, and then I show how we do a model of this multiview HD display. We consider it as an imaging channel. So this this consideration allows us to do a simulation of the display output. And then I discuss the perceptual impact of different, like the most typical imaging artifacts for multiview displays, like caused by aliasing, by masking, by crosstalk, and then for each of these artifacts, we develop a measurement methodology that tries to assess which frequency components are going to be affected. And then finally, I discuss a parameter that we call 3D sharpness that allows the observer to control the maximum desired level of structural distortions, and this happens automatically regardless of the apparent depth. And then I showed the result from our anti-aliasing framework. So I go through the basic. So the basic way multiview display a TFT based multiview display that works is by making its subpixels. Like different subpixels are visible from different angle, and then this actually creates a number of different images that are seen from a different angle. So in each view, only the part of the subpixels is visible. So then, the way, basically, the illusion of apparent depth is created. We have an object with apparent parallax, so that is going to appear on different places, or different horizontal coordinate of on the display, in the different view. So that then by combining this this view, the operation is called interleaving. We create one compound that image, and then the optical filter that I was explaining on the previous slide is separating the temba of the background, and each view is seen only from certain angle, and this creates the apparent parallax and also the apparent depth. Okay. So the problems. The two top, let's say, most visible problems on TFT based multiview HDD displays are aliasing, since only some subpixels are visible. If the content is not pre-filtered properly, this HDD estimation operation that's done by the optical filter is causing aliasing. The second most pronounced type of problem is ghosting. It's typically modeled as crosstalk. It's since this different observation of the same that objects are slightly with offset are simultaneously visible. And then the third problem is that since there is the optical mask, and no matter how we prepare the content, we are always going to see the gaps between the visible pixels. And if the display has relatively low resolution overview, the gaps are visible. Okay, so we model this imaging processing channel. Where we put some combination of frequency components as that input that it gets sampled, gets with added some disparity, like if you want this particular patch to be seen at a particular apparent depth, then this all the views are interleaved, and finally the optical mask is acting, and this is what's going to be seen on the display from particular time. Okay, so in a previous work we developed a methodology to measure the optical parameters of the HDD display to find the interleaving map to direct down or visibility of each pixel, and this finally that allows it to construct so-called visibility mask, which is actually a weighting coefficient for each of the pixels, and this is going to be the weighting mask for our particular observation. Okay, so this is just to show how was the performance of our simulation. This is the input that image. This is the simulated that image, and the aliasing artifacts are visible. And this is actual photograph of the display that we were measuring and simulating. So it's a visually rather similar. So then the next problem was how do we judge the visibility of this masking artifact? Somehow the human vision is able to extract the most the dominant frequency component. So if you see this image on the display, we still see the slanted lines. We still see the dominant component that was the input of the imaging channel, and then for different different frequency component the input signal is already not the dominant. So there is this thing called the Gestalt principle, which like the human vision is grouping together the closer that objects. So one good way to assess that is to do analysis in frequency the domain. So this is the peak of the frequency, the frequency to domain of the input signal. And then doing analysis on the output signal, if you have frequency components that are inside of the radius, which is the distance from the center to the input signal. So if you have frequency components inside of the radius, this means that already another frequency component is going to be the dominant one, and the eye is going to is not going to see the original intended. So and then what we do, because we simulate this as a imaging processing channel, we are scanning the whole frequency picture. Red dot here is one combination, one patch like that. So and then we test in frequency the domain the passability, like if the intended frequency component is still the dominant one. So I'm showing you the example that this is passing and this is failing point. So by combining this we are deriving the thing that we call the pass band of the DDA split, which actually removes all input signal with frequency components that are inside of this that area that is going to be as faithfully as possible recreated for this particular display. So then the next thing is visibility of ghosting the artifacts. If you have two interleaved images, the data two interleaved signals that are written that offset. So what the optical filter is supposed to do is to kill the even samples here, because this is not working very well. There is a structural distortion. The basic idea here is that eyes, since they are optimized to see the structure, they don't make particular difference between aliasing and ghosting. They are just sensitive to the structure of the distortion, and if you are able to see it's a repetitive signal, then we see it as a ghosting artifacts. So and then in the literature there are some objective tests about the visibility of ghosting, and then like 5% of crosstalk is barely physical, and 30% of crosstalk is the acceptance the threshold. So then we actually repeat the same operation for frequency components with different apparent depth. We are simply introducing the constant shift between the different views, and then we have the interleave. Then we repeat the same frequency analysis. So this was the old passband for zero disparity for signal components that are supposed to appear on the screen that level, and then this is for signals with disparity 5, and this is for signals with disparity 10. So for different apparent depths, the frequency throughput, the passband of the display is different. So and then there is the sharpness. It's known that, especially for readability, people prefer like slightly over sharpened version some aliasing artifact. So in fact, in multi-view display, there is this trade-off. We either lose too many details, or there is some aliasing visible. So we had the ambition to provide something that we call 3D sharpness that should work like the compass not on the 2D television, so which would provide the ability to for the observer to set the desired desired level of distortions. So we actually do the same type of frequency analysis, but now the passing criteria is like there are different passing criteria. So for this test signal, there is the frequency component that is closer to the center than the frequency. frequency component of the input. So the depending allow 5% or 30% of the distortions, which is some value in the decibels. This particular patch will pass or not. So then this is the general idea for the anti-aliasing framework. We do the measurement of the HDD display, and then we have to write the passbands for different levels of threshold and different apparent depths. And then by doing the technique, we do filter HDD design, which will always keep the distortions of the desired and then we have real-time filtering of the HDD display. So the apparent depth of the signal is required. That it can be either coming from a dense depth map or found, with image analysis. So then showing the results. The results were a bit surprising. So now these are. I forgot to show the previous slides. So since we wanted to have real time working separable filters, we approximate the passband area with the rectangle, trying to have the same area and approximate ratio. So then this is these are the approximated rectangular areas for different disparate TT levels, starting from 0 disparity to 10, and the negative TT is part is working the same. And what's interesting is that it is not monotonically changing function. So of course the frequency passband is higher for the apparent depth of the display level for images with 0 HDD disparity, but it's not monotonically increasing. So apparently if you render objects with a certain depth, it might even beneficial to pull them out. So to fit in a local maximum. So the expectation that the apparent resolution will only fall with increasing of the apparent depth is not true. At least for a multiple displays. Then finally I show some visual results that might be very dark. So see, actually yeah, it's hardly visible. This is the image without anti-aliasing. This is a very conservative filter with 5% of the distortion, and this is the shaft. So actually here there are some regions that have over smooth on the final slide, same thing for the image with apparent depth where aliasing and ghosting artifacts are visible, and if you like, I could show you on the display later the output is much more readable. Okay, and then in this example conclusions, we started with a model of the display as an imaging channel. We were finding the display by the passband for versus different parameters. We developed anti-aliasing framework, and there is this 3D sharpness parameter that allows the observer to set the desired sharpness regardless of the apparent depth. And this concludes my presentation.
Thank you very much.